sweet and fattening stuff. It's like McDonald's and fish and chips and all that. Listen, do not let this sweetness, because it's very sweet. If really you see someone who was visited last night by Jesus, it's lovely to see this fellow. I'll say, you will see a lot of this around. Be cautious. Prudence. You're not supposed to listen to everything. You're not supposed to accept everything. And that something that you're looking for has no special address. This is what the dilemma is. In one hand, there is no direct address for stuff. In another hand, who are you going to trust really? Do you remember how many times we talked about this and that and that? Here it says, it's not only listening to your peer. It's listening to everyone, because everyone will come to you with some claim. Yes, bring in all the excuses, no matter what. Yeah.
For she will give you one honey with stings, so that her honey will plant in you sores. Whether she give you 50 or 60 gold, she gives you, O fish, flesh on a hook. If she give, when does that deceitful one really give? The words of the swindler are rotten walnuts. Their rattling robs you of understanding and brain, and does not reckon myriads of understandings as one.
Okay, here it gets a little bit difficult for you, because maybe some of you don't know even what not is. I saw someone here who believed that the grape will grow in a box in a safe way, being so far away from nature. Here he goes back to the nature, because then one of the problem is you buy the nuts, and there are some nuts that they are empty. Inside there is nothing. And when you get it, you will get really upset. Not now, because now you buy it, you see it. Then you could find it, bring it, take it home, keep it, and one day open it, there's nothing. And worse than that, it makes a lot of noises without giving you something. See, this is how it looks like. They will give you a lot of noises, but there's nothing in it, because they don't have a brain. But here he uses the brain in a very special way, because he talks about the word brain in Persian means brain, and means the essence, the seed, the main stuff, and all that. So you say, this is what's going to happen to you, yes?
Your bag and your purse are your friend. If you roam in, seek none but your visa.
Means what? You? Means what? Means what, milady? Yes, you. My doctor. You don't know. Because this is Persian way, or let's say Mid-Oriental way. It's Romeo and Juliet, as simple as that. But the Persian version of it is Vis and Romy. So you could read that if you are Romeo, do not look for anything but Juliet. Means do not be attracted to these sweet stuff they give you. Because normally, first of all, they come to you, they whisper. And everything is very... This is cheating! Because the subject we are talking about is not everywhere that everybody has it. We are looking at the exception, and that is love and beloved, nothing else. Let's go to Vis and Romy.
It is your essential self that is your visa and beloved, and all these external things are banes to you.
Means what? translation. You translate it.
Your breath is the only thing that's really the important thing.
Here is a simple explanation which translation won't do it really. He said, when I'm talking about Romeo and Juliet, I'm talking about what? I'm talking about something they both have in common, right? Which is their essence. In form, one is Romeo, one is Juliet. One is male, one is female. But in essence, they are one. They're bonded together with one. That essence of love. We say, this is how it is. Whatever that love you're going to find, you're looking for, is in you. Whatever is outside is the enemy. You have to find the essence of love, which is the essence of you. Do not forget you're looking for the best in you. So outside, whatever they say, when it's not your essence, doesn't work for you. Yes?
Prudence is this.
Listen carefully, as if you don't know what prudence is, okay? So be careful how he brings in and what is he saying. Yes, prudence is.
Prudence is this, that when they invite you, you should not say, they are enamored and fond of me.
Aha! Do you remember the harp player? Book one, Rumi said, one of your major problems is you want to be loved by everybody. So, when they show they love you, you fall in the trap. Don't be like that. Do you remember? He said, give up. Everyone, play only for half. Only that which is the essence. Here we say, with prudence, I mean not being fooled when they give you something beautiful to think that, everybody loves me. Yes?
Know that their invitation is the bird's whistle, which the fowler gives concealed in place of ambush. He has put forward a dead bird, that this is making this plaintive noise and cry.
Please, reading these four verses, now he's reading it, you're listening, there is nothing bizarre, everything is being repeated. He brings in an example to say, listen, fellow, there are serious stuff presented to you, and generally they are presented to you very kindly, and they show if they really care about you and all that stuff, and you could be fooled. Do not be fooled, right? But the way he's saying it, first of all, he talks about Murg. This is hen. Or, to us, all the birds are Murg. So we are talking about the bird. And remember, the bird for him, or thought, and there is one special one, the parrot, which is imprisoned here, right? That's what thought is. Here he will say, okay, that was the thought, but what is this saying? Saying, it's like this whistle they have to imitate the voice of the bird to trap them. So this talking is that whistle, and the birdie is the thought. But they will present you with a dead bird and some voice to fool you. Yes?
The birds think he is one of their kind. They gather round and he rends their skins. Except, no doubt, the bird on which God has bestowed prudence, so that it may not be fooled by that bait and enticement. Imprudence is assuredly repentance, Hear the following story in explanation of this.
You see, I make this paragraph to make you ready for my big story. That big story is about what? Imprudence. So I want to explain to you the imprudence in you. This imprudence will be visible. You hear in the story that the guy, the civic person, doesn't want to go to the village. He doesn't trust the villagers. And he postpones the invitation. He brings all these excuses through his head. How come that it doesn't work? Because he's not alone. The children will say, we want to go to the trip. Because there are other stuff. He brings in all the motivation in you and how you could be trapped in trusting someone who is not trustworthy. This is the story that, inshallah, we'll see next year. Have a nice holidays. Masalam.
Can you get the Farsi for this last
sure.
one, please?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yes. الله می گفت شبی تا که شیرین می شد از ذکرش لبی گفت شیطان آخری بسیار بود این همه الله را لبیک کو می نیاید یک جواب از پیش تخت چند الله می زنی با روی سخت او شکست دل شد و بنهاد سر دید در خواب و خضر را در خضر گفت این از ذکر چون وامانده ای چون پشیمانی از آن کش خانده ای گفت لبیکم نمی آید جواب زن همی ترسم که باشم رد باب گفت آن الله تو لبیک ماست و نیاز و درد و سوزت پیک ماست حیله ها و چار جویی های تو جذب ما بود و گشادیم پای تو ترس و عشق تو کمند لطف ماست زیر هر یا رب تو لبیک هاست جان جاهل زنده ها جز دور نیست زن که یا رب گفتنش دستور نیست بر دهان و بر دلش قفل است و بند تا ننالد با خدا وقت گزند داد مر فرعون را صد ملک و مال تا بکرد و دعویز و جلال در همه عمرش ندید و درد سر تا ننالد سوی حق آن بدگوهر داد او را جمله ملک این جهان حق ندادش درد و رنج و اندهان درد آمد بهتر از ملک جهان تا بخوانی مر خدا را در نهان خواندن بی درد از افسردگی است خواندن با درد از دلبردگی است آن کشیدن زیر لب آغاز را یاد کردن مبدا و آغاز را آن شده آواز صافی و حزین ای خدا و ای مستغاث و ای معین ناله سگ در رهش بی جذبه نیست زان که هر راغب اسیر رهزنی است چون سگ کهفی که از مردار رست بر سر خان شهنشاهان نشست تا قیامت میخورد اون پیش غار آب رحمت عارفانه بی تغار ای بسا سگ پوست کورا نام نیست لیکن در پرده بیان جان